On the art front, r/Midjourney saw some truly epic stuff today. The biggest takeaway was an animated short titled The Wasteland, Rook Takes Pawn, which drew massive praise for its art style and music, leading commenters to compare it favorably to both Borderlands and Mad Max. It's clear that AI-generated visual storytelling is really hitting a sweet spot right now. Over in the automation world on r/N8N, the focus was heavily on efficiency and context preservation. One popular thread detailed mapping out repetitive business tasks for 2 weeks, showing how N8N can handle complex lead routing, from form submission to CRM enrichment to sending a telegram digest. The community is also highlighting that the real power of these workflows isn't just in the large tasks, but in those small, predictable 3-minute routines that save time and keep client contexts fresh for later AI use. A deeper technical discussion popped up regarding building multi-tenant SaaS solutions on N8N, with users advising caution around execution, cost attribution per tenant. Moving to r/Perplexity AI, the sentiment was overwhelmingly negative today. Many users expressed feeling like they had been misled by subscription changes and model performance variability. The prevailing narrative suggests that the platform is becoming difficult to use and that many advanced features are either unreliable or constantly being nerfed. Discussions also touched on complex model routing issues, with some pointing out instances where even high-level tasks were incorrectly routed to less powerful models than intended. Finally, checking in on r/Udemusic, users were having technical debates about platform limitations. The general theme was frustration over paying for premium features that either restrict file uploads or prevent basic editing functions like trimming tracks. It reinforces the trend of AI music tools constantly promising more capability, while sometimes running into immediate functional roadblocks for dedicated users.